Okay, we are up to Perek Mem Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Lichros Lo Arozim. We are continuing in our description of how to make an Avodah Zarah. We already had two sections. The first section was when one makes Avodah Zarah through metal works, molten metal. That was one Pasuk.
We need help too.
What? I
we
guess so. Yeshaya is mocking those who make idols. And the first section dealt with those that make idols with metal. That was the Chorosh Barzel Matzot. Ufral Bapecha works with iron, with heat, and with his hammer, an anvil. Uva Makavos Yitzrehu. And then we learned yesterday the craftsman who works with wood. Chorash Eitzim Notokov. Okay, those are the two different types of Avodah Zarah, wood and metal. Now the Pasuk continues. Pasuk Gidal is there are some people that are so devoted to Avodah Zarah, they plant trees. Instead of going to the lumber yard and purchasing wood, they want the wood should be made L'shem, like L'shma. It should grow L'shem Avodah Zarah. So they go out into the forest and actually plant seeds. They take saplings and they plant it in the ground in order that it should grow and produce branches and wood for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. So possibly that lichros lo arozim. Well, now I really jumped the gun a little bit. First it says that there are those that instead of going out just taking wood that they already have available, they actually go out to the forest to chop down wood. Lichros lo arozim. There are those that go out into the forest to cut down the cedar. Vayikach, what kind of wood do they take? They take tirza ve'alon. Two different types of wood. I'm not exactly sure what these types of wood are. Rashi says they are shemos ilone, the Mitzvah says they are names of ilone serak. Certain types of trees that do not produce fruit. They have very high quality wood, beautiful wood, and that is what they use, that's what they cut down. Tirza ve'alon. Vayamet slobat seyar. Now, this wood is not as strong as the arozim and there are other types of wood we learned before. Other types of wood, it's not as strong. This wood is weaker. And being that it's weaker, they have to do something to support this, to strengthen the wood. Vayamet slob, and they strengthen this wood bat seyar with the trees of the forest. So, I'm not exactly sure what this means, that it's a mix. The idol, the main part of the idol comes from the Tirzova Aloin, but they're afraid that part will rot or will weaken. So they strengthen it, they supplement it with supports on the sides and the back, here and there, whatever this means, with other types of trees which are stronger and which will give this material more strength. Nota Oren. Furthermore, what do these foolish people do? They plant oren. Oren is a type of wood, another type of wood. They actually go out and they plant saplings of oren in order that it should grow and produce wood for Avodah Zarah. V'geshem yigadel. And rain, it rains. Or it could be even they pray that it should rain. And the rain causes the trees to grow and develop. And here is part of what Yeshayah is coming to criticize, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol is a partner. You can't even say such things. It's not Epicurus. But the Pasuk is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows it to rain, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Geshem, Hashem has the key to Geshem. Hashem has the key to three things. Childbirth, Chiyas HaMesim, Geshem, Parnassah, there's a fourth thing, there's a fifth thing, different things.
Israel.
What?
Maybe Eretz Yisrael is
the key to Eretz Yisrael? I'm not familiar.
Okay,
but at the beginning of the first daf in Masechta Tainis, on the very bottom of the page, the three things Hashem is the key to: childbirth, Geshem, Tchiyas HaMesim, and Zviyeshem. I forgot what the fourth thing was, but it only rains when Hashem wants it to rain. Rain is not, it's not a given. It is an extra hashgacha in when and how it rains. And yet here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing it and is openly causing it to rain in order to allow this wood to grow and develop, which will be used for Avodah Zarah. How can that possibly be? How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu be a partner, be a participant in assisting these foolish idolaters in growing and developing raw material for the purpose of the Avodah Zarah? And the answer is, Hashem says, we'll see in the Rashi and the Mitzvot, Hashem says, I'm not going to destroy my world because of a bunch of fools. just because there are foolish people out there that use and abuse the beautiful world, abuse all of the things, the Bria, and they abuse technology, that doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to stop bestowing his goodness for the rest of the world. Yes?
The Gemara says it also. There's a whole argument there. I mean, he said, why did Hashem, if they worship the sun and the moon and all that, there was such a, the same argument.
Exactly. Same, but here it's even more, because the sun and the moon, those things have been put into place at the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Okay, it's true. Every single moment he renews his will that these things should exist, of course. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set these things up is that they are an autopilot. Again, not autopilot, okay, that's abikursis, but it's there. Geshem has an additional hashkacha pratis. It's not autopilot that it rains. It rains only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, now I want it to rain. There is more hashkacha. So you would think, maybe, even though the Gemara presents the argument that just because a bunch of fools, they bow down to the sun, the moon, and the mountains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy his world because of a bunch of fools. But maybe when it comes to Geshem, when it comes to rain, if there's a significant number of people in the population that have planted trees, and the only purpose of planting the trees is that it should grow, and they'll use the wood to serve idols, maybe here in this instance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will step back and not allow it to rain. The answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not withhold the rain from the Bria, since there are innocent, good people that need the rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows it to rain, even though as a byproduct there are going to be fools that are going to benefit, that this wood turns into raw material for the Avodah Zarah. That is the very big chiddush of this pasuk of Nata, or in these people they plant are in, and yet the Geshem Yigadel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows his rain to cause it to grow. Let's see Yudalim the Mitzudas David, Yud Dalid. Let's jump down to the second part, in the middle of the pasuk of Nata Oiren. There are fools, even greater fools. They actually go. It's not enough to go to the store and buy raw material. They actually go to the forest and they plant. Shenaitea metchilas nitiya shel Oiren hatoiv lemulacha. It's an excellent wood. It's an excellent wood for crafts. To form and to mold and to shape and to chisel to make avodah zarah, umamtim ad sheyigadol v'yaroy lepesel, and they wait until it develops. It takes time for this type of wood to grow, and that you can use it to fashion an idol. V'geshen yigadel. Okay, very important mitzvah stavit. Ko'imer im shechunas ha-noteya hulasos. I'm sorry, shekavonas ko'omor im shekavonas. Just because the intent of the one that plants, who lasos mimenu pesel, even though it's a terrible thing that a person only replanted this material, so that it should grow into material which you can use to create an idol, al kol zeh, it doesn't matter. Hashem says, I'll help you. Migadloi hageshem bishlichus hamokoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to let it rain. It's my will. Ki oilom kimin hagoy noyeg. Because the world has to continue to exist. And as far as their kavan, as far as them being matriach me to cause this to happen, v'asidin hein litin esadin, they'll be punished. U'chamashikosa v'chazal, the gezel, sochitin, the zorah, just the chazal say, when a person comes, he steals seed and he plants it, you're causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow the seed to develop, to take root and to grow. You have the same idea by a mamzer. How could it be that a person with the key to childbirth, the key to conception, is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu people have relations with women that they are forbidden to be with, and the children are mamzerim. How can Hashem allow this to happen? The answer is, that's all built into creation. A person has bechira, and if a person sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow it to happen, that the Bria will assist those that do Averus. Okay, now we go to Pasik Tes Vav. V'hoya le'odam levo'er. Now, this Pasik is coming to Mach, and this is another idea, coming to Mach of Avodah Zarah. Let's just take a step back. We learned yesterday. The whole theme of this parak is to find the flaw of Avodah Zarah. We spent a lot of time yesterday describing that it cannot be that the creature, the creation, can be better than the creator. If the creator is only a human being that needs food and needs sustenance, how can his creation, the idol, be better? The man is by nature weak, feeble, so the creation of man, what?
Dependent.
dependent on Kadosh Baruch Hu. So certainly the creation of man, the idols, can be no better. They are by nature worthless. Here's
as a difference, when you make things for Kedusha, it's better than you. For example, with Salome made Aron Kodesh, Salome crude.
It's not necessarily better. Not necessarily better. It's your creation. Your kavana was l'shem shemayim. You have given it Kedusha. The Kedusha in Echanami is only as good as much you put into it. And exactly the same point. A Kedusha comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when the person creates something, his kavanah should be l'shem shemayim, you instill, you put Kedusha into something that you create. When you build a mishkan, it was done l'shem shemayim. We have, what he's saying is perfect, it's on the mark. David HaMelech, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not allow David HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash? Why is it, it's a famous medrash, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell David, you have to wait until Shlomo HaMelech? So we all know the famous part is because you spill blood. Being that you were involved in the war and you killed people, therefore I can allow you to build a Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo build a Beis HaMikdash. But there's another chazal. And the other chazal is Hashem says, David, you're so good, you're so pure, if you would build a Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha that you would instill in the Mikdash would be so great, it could never be destroyed. Impossible. And I know that will come a time when your children will sin, and they will be deserving of punishment, and the choice will be either destroy them and leave the Beis HaMikdash, or I can channel my anger to the Beis HaMikdash and allow them to survive. If you, David, will build the Beis HaMikdash, your kavanah, your intent of your of Kedusha is so great, the Mikdash, the stone and the wood of the Mikdash will be so holy, it will be impossible for me to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and my only option will be to destroy the Jewish people. Therefore, let your son build the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech, who is not on the same exalted spiritual level as you, and the Kedusha that he will put into the Mikdash will not be as great, and then when they are deserving of punishment for their sins, I will be able to destroy the Mikdash and spare the Jewish people. So exactly what you're saying. You have the same thing by Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the reasons why Hashem did not allow Moshe Rabbeinu to come into Eretz Yisrael was because if Moshe would come into Eretz Yisrael, the land, the sanctity of the conquest would be so great. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, they really sanctified the land. It wasn't just stam. They came into Eretz Yisrael and they wiped out the Canaan. They sanctified the land. They built. There was Shiloh, and it was Gilgal, Shiloh, Nova Givon, Beis HaMikdash. Everything would have been different. The Kedusha that Moshe Rabbeinu would have put into the land would have been so great. When his children, when Klal Yisrael would have been deserving of punishment, Hashem would not be able to destroy the land and bring Churban upon the Eitz and Avonim and send the Jews in and destroy the land. Hashem would be forced to destroy the Jewish people. Therefore, Hashem said, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's better that you do not enter into the land. Better let Yoshua and the later generations, because they do not on that madrega. And then when they'll be deserving of punishment, I'll be able to spare them and pour out my anger on Eitz and Avonim. So what you're saying is 100% on the mark. When a person creates something, you put in that object Kedusha. And when you're creating something, L'shem Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, the Shekhinah is with you, you're giving you Kedusha. The object is Kodesh. When these fools are creating idols, there is no Kedusha. There is no divine Koach. It's purely Basar V'dam. It's purely the work of a mortal. And the work of a mortal is worthless. How much could you already put into the object? The person, how long does a person live in this world? A person is here for a very short period of time. What could a person accomplish? And you only going to use your koach, you're not going to go use it because it's koach, so certainly the I'm sure you create will not have that have any power. Did I answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Wow. At least I accomplished something. Okay, let's go first. So Vahaya, now here we go to another thing. The other thing is, it's another idea which he expresses very well in this pasuk, very powerful idea. What do people do with the wood? They plant wood. They plant wood, they go out to the forest, they plant seeds, they plant saplings, it grows into these magnificent trees, they chop down the tree. What do they do with the tree? Well, we only need one log to fashion our idol. We have a whole tree. So for the rest of the tree, we'll cut it up into pieces. We'll use this firewood for fuel for our cooking, for our food, to give heat in the winter, and we'll use it to derive pleasure. And one law we'll use for the Avodah Zarah. How could that be? If something is sacred, if something is meant for Avodah Zarah, is sacred, has divine power, it can't be you're going to use the same exact thing for your own selfish pleasure and desires. The fact that you're using this material for yourself, most of it for yourself, goes to show that the material has no value in and of itself and cannot be used as meaningless when it's used for an idol. Let's see inside. V'hoya, what does man do with the wood that he plants and grows? V'hoya l'adam livo'er. It's used for fuel, for fire. And now he gives an example. What does man use fuel for? If they had cars in those days, certainly Shai would say they use it to fill up their car. But they didn't have cars in those days, so he gives the closest thing possible. Vayikach mehem vayochan. They take from that wood and they use it to provide warmth in the cold winter, in the fireplace. Af yasik. They also ignite it. They light it up. V'ofolochem. They use it as fuel in their ovens, in their stoves, to produce bread, food. Af yifa, and then what else do they do with it? He's coming to mock them. And you take the same piece of wood, you take the other section, af also yifal el, you create, yifal means to work, you create a god, va yishtochu, and you bow down to it. Osohu fesel, he repeats himself, you make it into an image, va yiskor lomo, and you bow, va yiskor means to bow, another word for bowing down, va yishtochu. Not exactly sure of the fine difference between these two words. Inyan hishtachava, vayiskad. What, yeah?
I want to point something out about this word, vayiskad. We know that Muslims worship in a place called a mosque.
Yes.
And the word for mosque in Arabic is masjid.
Wow. It's related to the word vayiskad. Fascinating.
A place where they go.
Bow down. Fascinating. Wow, that's a fascinating insight. Mas comes from the word vayiskot. Fascinating.
If you look in the Hebrew paper, see
no, well, they have the word in front.
Masjid. Right. In Hebrew, it's written out that way.
Fascinating. Okay, very good. So we have over here, he continues his idea. Chetzio sarach b'moesh, half of the wood he burns in fire. Al chetzio boso yochel, al chetzio means with that half, Basar Yochel, he eats, he roasts his food, his meat. Yitzle, well, Basar Yochel, I guess he cooks the meat. Yitzle Tzoli, he roasts his whatever he wants to roast. V'yisba, and he's satiated, he's satisfied. Af Yochom, he provides warmth. V'yoymar He'och. He'och means, it's an expression which means, I have satisfaction. I feel good. The way, like, just like what they always say, it feels good. That's the ancient form of that expression is the word he'och. Chamosi, the person says, Chamosi, I am warm. I have heat. Ro'isi, or I see light. It's also used, this wood is also used as a torch. It's used to provide some type of illumination in the darkness. Ushe'eri so, and what does do with the leftover, the other portion of the wood, le'elo so, he makes it to a for God, lefislo, two expressions, le'el oso lefislo, it's an expression, he makes it, he uses this as a source of raw material to worship a God. Yis God lo, he bows down to it, vayishtachu, two words which mean vayispalilov, he bows down, prostrates himself, he prays to it, v'yoymar, he says, hatzilein, he says to this piece of wood, save me, ki eli oto, you are my God. But the truth is, they're fools. Lo yadu'u v'lo yavinu. These pieces of wood don't know anything. V'lo yavinu, a piece of wood where half it was used to roast dinner or to keep warm, and the other half is used as a god. It's just a piece of wood. It doesn't understand. Ki tach mer'os. And then these fools, these people who do these things, their eyes are been smeared. Tach means to be smeared with oil or some type of object which causes blindness. Kitach meros inehem, their eyes have been smeared with garbage to prevent them from seeing the truth, to recognizing that these idols are worthless. Mehaskil libosam, their hearts have been smeared from being able to understand the emes. Now, there's this pasuk Yedzayin is a very powerful. The Farshim just discussed this at great length. They discuss what is the purpose of tefillah. And they those who are familiar with theology of the other religions and how they pray. There's a fundamental difference in the koyach tefillah and the way we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how other nations understand tefillah. Other nations, when they daven, this is the essence of their tefillah. Hatzileni, save me. The whole purpose of a goy, of a non-Jew, I don't know all of the religions, but this is what it's brought down in the different svarim. The whole approach to prayer is, I need help. What's in it for me? I want to be rich. I want to be successful. I want honor. I want a big family. I want. And I don't have. Or I'm in trouble. The government's on my case. I'm in a lot of trouble. I have a lot of enemies. Hatzileni, save me. Ki eliyata, you, this piece of wood, this piece of metal, you are my God. The whole essence of tefillah is, I want, save me. By Klal Yisrael, how do we begin every tefillah? Every tefillah is Hashem is Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, V'Hanoira. The essence of tefillah by Klal Yisrael is not we want. That's a secondary. The approach to tefillah, there's a purpose of tefillah, is just to recognize that you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's recognition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have created the world, and everything that we have comes from you. There's also an inyan, a secondary inyan of, we need help. We have needs. If possible, answer us. And if you don't want to answer us, it's also fine. It's also okay. We know the difference between a guy and a Jew. If a person gives money, b'shvil sheyichya b'ni, and let's say I'm only giving this al tanai sheyichya b'ni, and then nothing happens, it doesn't work, things don't work out for the best, it doesn't matter. The person still wants to give, to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hakel, HaGadol, HaGibor, V'Hanoira. And if things don't work out, it's okay, because that's not the essence of tefillah. The essence of tefillah is a hakara that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the creator, and a person has a very great sense of satisfaction when he makes that statement, that recognition of, he recognizes who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and where he stands, regardless if you want to give me what I want, yes or no. But that's not the way a non-Jew understands tefillah. By them, if I'm not going to get what I want, then this idol is going to be retired. This will go on to the next. We'll throw this in the garbage and find an idol that can fulfill my desire. And that's what you see here in this pasuk, V'yoymar Hatzileni, the essence of worshipping gods, of idols, is ki eli ata. You're on Rosh Hashanah, Mikra Hadin, you're not allowed to even mispalel for your own needs. You're supposed to be mispalel on Rosh Hashanah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're supposed to be mispalel Galei Kvoid Malchuscha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused world events, world affairs to change. Things should happen that the world should come to recognize you are the Melech. We think of Rosh Hashanah, if you're not familiar with the deeper meaning of Tefillah and Rosh Hashanah, it's all about, I want this, I want that, I want that. There's nothing in the nusach of Yom Noram of refuah, of children, of parnasa. It kemat doesn't exist. The whole essence of the tefillah of the Yom Noram, which is the ikur yom of tefillah, is galei kvod malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we pray for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your name and your honor should be expanded. You should be recognized. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yitches. V'lo yashiv elibo. These fools do not recognize. They do not pay attention. They don't take it seriously. Yashiv elibo is a very interesting expression. To return to their heart. The person really knows. It's intuitive. When a person is born, he really knows deep down inside that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, and idols are worthless. It's just that he goes away. He turns away. And a person has to do chozer b'shul, say a bal tshuva. What's a bal tshuva? Coming back. Because intuitively, you know the truth. When you're born, you're pure. It's intuitive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. Then, person, Rachman al-Nitzan, he strays. He's chozer b'shuva, he returns. Yoshiv elibo. A person should return to his heart and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator and the idols are worthless v'loidas. And there is no veloidas, velesavuna. There is no understanding. There is no tavuna, bina. That's today's daf, right? Today's daf was on daf. Today is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a noshim bina yisera. All the mafarshim. There's a lot of Torah on this. What is the difference between das, bina, chachma, noshim, bina yisera? But men have more chachma, because Chazal say, ein chachma l'isha ella bepelech. The only chachma they have is when it comes to spinning the thread. So that's chachma. Chachma men have more. But bina yisera. What about das? Das, noshim, dait, and kalos. So there are different levels. Don't repeat this at home, of course. Yeah. There are different levels. But bina you can repeat at home.
Sometimes you want more bina.
Bina.
So you can trade with your wife the chachma.
They could trade, okay. V'lo yashiv elibo. So here we have over here all these different expressions of chachma. There is yashiv elibo. That's some form of understanding. V'lo das. V'lo sivuna. Lemar. These people, they don't realize how could it possibly be that an object, a piece of wood, half of the wood I've used to heat up my dinner, and the other half of the piece of wood I've bowed down to and said hatsileni ki eliata. Nonsense. The same piece of wood, half I roasted for dinner, and the other half, hatsileni ki eliata, it's foolishness. If something is really holy, is sacred, then you wouldn't take the other half and put it in the microwave. Therefore, from here, but these people don't come to this recognition. I have also baked al gecholov on its coals, lechem bread, etzla vosar, I have roasted meat, v'oichel, and I have eaten, the yisra lisso evo eseh, and the remainder I'm going to use to create an abomination. Levul eitz, to levul means a branch, it's an unusual word. Bull normally means a mass. Here, in this context, it means, lebul means kamo levul, it means to wither, it means to wither, something which withers away. But here, vinyana itzemach v'anav. In this context, it means a branch, because a branch over time will wither. Wood does not last forever. Comes a point in time when wood dries up and disintegrates. It may take a few hundred years, but wood does not last forever. Levul eitz esko. Should I bow down to a piece of wood, a branch of wood? Pasuk chaf. Roem efer leiv husal hito. This is a complex expression. Roeh. Let's just take one word at a time. Roa means a shepherd. An idol is a shepherd. It's my guide. Just like we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, there are different sukkim in Tehillim. Hashem Roi Eloi Echsar. Hashem is my shepherd. We are his sheep. Klal Yisrael is called the Se Pizura, the scattered sheep. Hashem is our shepherd. Idolaters, pagans, who set aside pieces of wood as their God, are saying to the God, to the piece of wood, you are my shepherd. And what is the piece of wood? It's ether. It's nothing more than ash. It turns into ash when you burn the piece of wood. Half of the piece of wood is used for fuel to heat up dinner. And even the piece of wood that is used for the idol will one day is combustible, cannot protect itself. And if some will light a match to the piece of wood, it will turn into ash. Yet, these fools, they dedicate what is nothing more than ash as their shepherd. So you have to read the pasuk backwards. You take the third word first. Lev husal hito. Husal means a foolish. A foolish heart, hito, who has caused them to tilt, has tilted their mind that, now we read the first two words of the pasuk, that roye'er efer, that he should select ash as his shepherd. the foolish heart caused the person to make this mistake, that this piece of wood, which is nothing more than ash, can easily be turned into ash, shall be my shepherd, v'lo yatzil es nafsho, and he will not save his soul. This piece of wood will not be able to provide any benefit, v'lo yoimar, and the person will not say, he's foolish to recognize, halo sheker bimini, that my right hand is sheker. This that I've selected is another expression, a shepherd, just like you have a shepherd, is the guide. Yimini means my right hand is another expression which means my guide. Person is not smart, these fools are not smart enough to recognize that they have made sheker into their right hand. What guides them, protects them, and what's the source of their strength is nothing more than falsehood. Let's read inside the words of the Mesudas Pasachaf, Roya Efer, Rat Sulaimar, Liboy Hamehatel, Umaligbo, the heart that is foolish and full of mockery, his sitoi fooled him, enticed him. Sheikabul Leroye Manik, that this person, the mind, the heart, the foolish heart has influenced the mind, that the mind should accept as a shepherd and as a manik, as hadover asher chashuv el ha'efer kishayistrifuhu, as a god, something which will turn into ash when it's ignited. V'lo yatzil, afu umen ha'isa pesel, so here the Mesudas learns, v'lo yatzil means the craftsman that makes the pesel, lo yatzil nefesh atzmo, will not save himself and say, v'lo yoyma ha'loy ma'asho asisi bi'imini, this that I have created according to the Mesudas, I told you a different interpretation, but according to the Mesudas means this that I have created with my right hand, this that I've fashioned with my right hand, my parnosa, my whole essence, whose sheker is a lie, the aim by Tuelis, there has no function, no benefit, kimasa yodai, who is nothing more than the work of my hand, and it is of no benefit at all. And there's one more vart, nice idea I saw here in this pasuk, is when the pasuk criticizes these idolaters for taking a piece of wood and half of it they use to warm up their dinner, and the other half they use as an idol. Some of the Bali Musa explained that this pasuk is trying to tell us that when you do a mitzvah, they take this out of context, and they say, "Don't be like the non-Jews. Don't be like those that worship idols. Everything that they do is insincere. They're only serving the God. They're only serving half of the wood, so that the other half of the wood should provide them with warmth, should provide them with benefit." It's not l'shem shamayim, or it's not, I shouldn't say l'shem shamayim, it's not 100% pure service. It's for me, I should derive benefit. When a person serves Hashem, it's the same idea we said before, it should be 100% l'shem shamayim. The kavanah should not be, the only reason why I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so that in return I should receive from you reward. I should receive warmth. The other half of the wood, where this came from, should provide me with light, warmth, illumination. That is wrong. That is sheker. The entire avodah should be 100% l'shem shemayim. Not half for me, half for you. 100% for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here with Pasuk Chaf Aleph.